גויים המבשלים לעצמם מטבח ישראל אין לאכול מתפשי זה בשום אופן. כמו כן, כשמבשלים גויים לעצמם בית ישראל, לא יבשלו להם בכלי הבית, אלא כי פנים לדמח ושמו שם. תפייב... אמן, אם תהיה גויים, which are cooking in your kitchen for themselves. Of course, you can never eat those, that food. And also, make sure that he doesn't cook with your vessels, only with his own. Exactly, because if a goy cooked in your kelim, he needs kosher food. The kelim need hagala. You need to hagala. Like we know, we put it in boiling water. Yeah, there is a leniency, but it's not the issue like basta v'chalav. The leniency is that even a kli cheres, if it's a kli made out of cheres, out of clay, hagala three times, we'll clean it out to make it kosher again. Barak, יש פה שיעור. טוב.
But the problem with goyim cooking is that they need constant supervision. I've seen too many horror stories, like putting chicken on bagel pans.
יין שניסחו לעבודה זרה, עשו מן התורה ובשתייה ובנאה, כדין כל עבודה זרה. The main law, one page, Italo, in the camera?
Yeah.
Just bring it back to the other sheet.
Sure.
On page 2, Taf Nun Bet. Wine, which we took from the bottle and they poured part of it, Avodah Zarah. We took the wine, even they didn't pour it. They just put it, gave it to the idols. Here they're giving an offering. Asur from Doraita to benefit from it. Can't drink it, can't sell it, can't benefit from it. Okay? That's Doraita. Okay? But Chazal said, this is a decree from Chazal, שלא לשתות ולא לנות מכל יין של גוי, אף שלא ידוע שהוא קרא לעבודה זרה, אף הוא נקרא סתם יינם, וכלל גזרה, יין של ישראל שנגע בו גוי. This decree, because of that, that any wine that belongs to a goy, yeah, or that a goy touched, it causes it to be stam yeinam. Doesn't mean that he's worship of his own, no? Chal not. That's a decree, and that we can't use that wine. Same story for the Rambam.
Rabbi Elis once talked about Elisha about toothpaste with flavorings. And he said the ones that come from Kutzlaris, because many goyim use grape alcohol for getting the flavors out of different plants. If it doesn't have a good hechsher on it, it's like if you're stomping it up and you can't use the toothpaste.
Another thing, I want to tell you the story from the Rambam. Same story. But, I don't know why, he wanted to get away from the king, he didn't want to be there or something. So he told someone that on Shabbos, on Friday, when they go to Shul and all the Muslims are there, so you should ask him out loud, Rabbi in Egypt, what's the law if I found a dead mouse in my honey or in my wine, is it kosher, can I eat it? And I'll say yes, of course. and then asked me, what's the law if one of my workers, my Arab workers, touched the barrel of wine from the outside? Is it kosher or not? And I'll answer you, it's not kosher. That's what happened. That's what he did. And all the Arabs are running after the Rambam to catch him, of course. And he fled. And he hid. So the king of Egypt, he was looking in the horoscope, what it's called, to see where he is. So they told him, he's sitting. Where is he sitting? He's in an island and a sea of copper.
Copper.
That's what they told him. So, fine. So they were looking for the Rambam, and then he said, he announced the king that he won't do anything to him, just if he comes out. So he came out, and he asked him, what was that you were in the sea? He said, come, I'll show you where I sat. He said, this lady's almana, old lady house, in her attic, she had, he told her to bring me a big, big, big barrel of nechoshet, not barrel, copper, of like a pila, you know, one of these big pilas?
A big pot.
Big pot of copper, and fill up with water, and you put a stone in the middle, and you sat in the middle of the Torah like that.
Okay.
And when they saw it, that's what they saw. And they saw certain Rambam. But anyways, yeah, Sami Einam.
What's the difference in between Sami Einam and Yaimah?
It's Doraita, it's Rabbanah.
What?
The one is Doraita, the one is Rabbanah.
Yeah?
Yeah? So there's more leniency if it's a Rabbanan.
Yeah.
It's a Hefzad Merube, the whole thing. Can? So you go to Rav, you can matter your all kinds of situations. Mochen, Ishmaelim, Sheinam of the Abudah Zarah. Ishmaelim, Mach Shem HaVzecha. Which they don't worship Abudah Zarah. They just like to kill. En Magah Moser Et Hayayin Ela Beshtiyah Beivad. They're touching the barrel of a Muslim. A Muslim touches the barrel. It's not it doesn't make the barrel stami, no? Only if he drinks it. Okay? So he says here, where did you bring it from? Shulchan Aruch. Where did Shulchan Aruch
say? There are some rabbis that say it is a Hadassah.
If he touches it purposely, so then yes. But if Stam by accident he touched it, then by accident. Christians, even if by accident he touched it, Yamanu.
That's
what to do with
it.
Yeah, that's the way, of course. Magad goy katana, filu ben yomo seret ayayim bishtiya. Even if a goy was just born, and his mother walks by the barrel, and he touches the barrel by accident, asur to drink it. Okay? But you can still have anah from it. Kmo chen. Ben yomo, the tinok is ben yomo. Kmo chen yayin shenaga bo karai, and non es karai. You know what karai is? Karai is people who believe only the Torah shebichtav. They don't believe the Torah shebarpe. For example, they put on a tefillin over here. That says between the eyes, and they put it over here, and they start counting Sefirah Da'omer. What?
Sadducees.
Siddiqui. Carrots. They start counting Sefirah Da'omer from the Sunday, which is after Pesach. Why? It has to be the day after Shabbos, because it says Machal HaShabbat. Chazal say no, the day after Pesach. Anyways. They learn the Torah without the Gemara, without the Shulchan Aruch, without the... Till today, there's a place like that.
They'll
never have a minyan. In Yerushalayim. Without a minyan. The Ramban cursed them or something? The Rambam cursed them.
Yeah.
And then one time they almost had a minyan. Famous story. Yeah. And the guy came, the tenth guy came, and he came into the shul, and he fell down the stairs and died.
Wow.
So that was 800 years ago. Yeah. And what else about them? I remember in Ramle there's a shul.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was driving by and going to yeshiva, and there's a big synagogue, it said La'adat HaKaraim.
Now, what about those that don't believe in the Torah at all, such as communists, leftists, and reform?
Talking about now Karaim. What's the difference between Stam Yenam and Yenam and Yain Doraita? It's very simple. Whenever you have a suffix, if a guy touches, maybe touch it, maybe not. Safek Doraita, the Chumra, Safek the Rabbana, the Kula. If it's Stam Yenam, today all wine is Stam, almost all wine is Stam. If you go to India or a place where they give it as an offering.
In Europe, especially France.
Yeah, what do they do?
Parts of England and Italy, there are still monasteries that make wine.
Monasteries that make wine?
Yeah.
If the monastery itself makes wine, you have a big problem. But I'm saying if a guy touches your wine.
California.
Yeah.
Huh? California.
California also. The Trappist there too? Or?
Yeah. You know, Napa Valley's, Salinas Valley.
You know, when I was 19 and I came to Israel, and I didn't know any of these wine bars we're talking about right now. The program that I was with took us to Mount Tabor. We had to climb it. We got to the top, we met the monks. And the monks grow grapes and they make wine up there. So we were told to taste the wine. It's good wine. That's kind of funny. It's a Jewish group. And here I am sitting in the yeshiva today, really before I sat in the yeshiva, I knew about kosher wines, but I had this experience.
Interesting. Yeah, now you can do tshuva for them. Awesome.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm so lucky.
You are. תעשה תשובה מבית אני מדלג אל תעקוב אחרי כלים שהיה בהם יין גויים צריך להכשירם על ידי עירוי פרט לכלי זכוכית שיש נצפה מדי במעמדה וכך חלקו לבית חודש משהו צעה כלי מהיין וכלי הרי הוא מותר כלים that had wines that were going in them okay you have to make them kosher through עירוי. What's עירוי? You take boiling water and you pour it directly from the boiling pot into the cup, not glass. It's made out of a cheret, all that stuff. Out of clay, out of earthenware, then you pour it in with boiling water, but it's kosher. If it's made out of glass, all you have to do is wash it out.
So Iwui is less than Haggadah?
What?
Less for water than
Haggadah. Iwui is less.
And you have to toil in a mikvah for them to go to the company? Oh, if they use it once, that's just good?
Yeah, it's yours. Your cup.
Your cup. Yeah,
yeah. If this vessel, 12 months after, of course everyone knows, 12 months after the wine was in there and no one used it, it's sent in the machzan for 12 months. Not a year, 12 months. You can take it out and use it, you don't need the cash, right? So. Right there. Yain, that was for sure from Avodah Zarah source. And now you don't know, you have a bottle, they're all bottled now, they don't have a thing on them, you don't know which one it is. You have to cancel the whole cell. You can't use any of it. Why? No aita. It doesn't alify at all. But you could sell it to a goy. You can't drink it, but you could sell it to a goy.
I had a Jewish neighbor decided one day he didn't want to be firm anymore. I had a Jewish neighbor and one day decided he didn't want to be firm anymore. So he wanted to get rid of all the wine in his wine cellar. Is it okay to accept that wine or not?
It's kosher wine?
Kosher wine.
Sure it was kosher wine?
No, we could label.
Ah, yeah, label them.
Yeah.
So if it's double sealed, yeah. So of course you can have it. Or even if it's double sealed, if it's a full show, you can also get it.
What's double sealed? Like a cork and a label?
A cork and a label, yeah. Label, you mean the
thing on top of the cork. So how come they all double seal this? This is just our
input. Not all of it.
Nah,
no, grape juice must be input.
The bigger bottles here. There's not the Lusha. Maybe it's Suffolk. There's certain, I think the Geula brand is out here. It's not, I don't like it anymore.
All grape juice is Mivushla, I'm pretty sure. Grape juice?
Yeah.
He has Mivushla.
Why?
Well, go bad.
The Kedem in America?
Nah.
The white wine
reserve?
The reserve.
Really?
The Kedem white wine in America, the glass jar?
It's a wine.
No, Kedem white grape juice.
Really?
It's not Mivushla, it's not enough Mivushla.
Really? And it has a double seal?
But they have a plastic cap. So it's a glass bottle of plastic breakaway cap.
So maybe if it's a good seal, maybe also consider like two.
It's not pasteurized either.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's a good seal, that's okay. We'll see. He'll stay here. I'll talk about it soon.
No, but they have sulfites to it.
Yeah. Potassium made of sulfite.
So,
right,
which
wine.
Type of wine to get the isu? Wine. Also grape juice. Yen timukim. You know what yen timukim is? You take raisins, you put them in water, you let them sit there for a while. The water becomes wine. It ferments together with the...
How long is the wine?
I don't know. I'm not a...
If I had raisins and I put them in this bottle, screw the top back on, eventually it would become wine.
Yeah.
In a few weeks.
Would it be a kosher wine?
Kosher wine, why not? You made it. A kosher Jew.
Wow.
Well, my wife takes prunes, she puts them in water, like overnight, and in the morning she drinks the water in the prunes. It's healthy for the stomach, digestion. Someone has problems with the stomach, yet. Yeah. And it tastes like prunes.
Well, it's called compote.
Compote?
Versus compost.
That's cool.
Which is different.
What's the difference, eh? Yeah, the compote, it creates compost. So. Yain shenikra shmachmat akor. Not so common in this country, but still. Yain shenikra, it froze. It's cold and it froze. Well, let's say it froze in the freezer, yeah? And a guy touched it, it's not a soul. But if afterwards we sheared it, defrosted it, so then it is a soul. Interesting.
You mean if you touch it when it was defrosted?
No, I didn't say that.
So basically, if you drink it while it's still frozen?
You take it like, yeah, with a spoon and eat it like popsicle. Ice, like popsicle, exactly. It's okay, right?
Wow.
Okay. Also, wine vinegar is also very good. That's what a lot of time. That's what also olives need a good hechsher. It's a lot, especially.
Why?
A lot of times they make it with vinegar.
Really?
And a lot of times it's vinegar of wine vinegar. Okay. What does that mean that he touched it? If you touched the wine itself, of course, with his hand, or even if he took a spoon and stuck it into the wine, if he drank from it, if he lifted it up when it was open, if he just moved it around if it was open. If he just touched it like that, without moving it at all, even if it's open, no, that's not it. Even going to Saladin.
It's not Samadhi?
No.
Really?
What about during the production of wine? I mean, like...
Depends on which process, which parts.
You know, like, they're putting the grapes in, they're picking the grapes.
No problem.
What about after the crushing?
Then the other problems start coming
in. I mean, like, if it's in tubes and everything else, and he touches the tube, you have a hose.
No, it's just move the wine. It's to move the wine. I touch the tube, it's not enough to move. If you touch a bottle like that, an open bottle, it's okay. Just don't touch it like this. But if you do like this, then it's already a problem. Just lift it up.
No, but if it's
pour a drink from it, touch it with a spoon.
If it's completely sealed, and he's moving the
he
whole container.
And buy, yeah.
What if both, if there's a Goyish hand on it and a Jewish hand on the bottle?
Together?
Yeah. Like he puts his hand up.
And like,
it,
no!
And then you grab it with your hand. Like, no, don't worry, I'll pour for you. And he lifts it up, but his hand's still on it.
Lay on there. That's a good question. I saw there was someone showed me on the YouTube like a thing that the guy is trying to cue. They sent him to this guy, his house, and his wife went out of town, so he's cooking, he didn't know what to cook. He brought a kugel or something, and he has the wine on the table, and the guy wants to pour some wine. And he goes, oh, and he has everything shattered, right? And he didn't do a lot of cue that shattered.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
יין המזוג במים, אם יש במים שישה חלקים כנגד היין, היין בטל ואינו נאסר מגע גויים, מותר אפילו בשתייה.
ראה.
If you have wine, that you put it in our days, not in time חזר, in our days, that you put 6 parts of water to 1 part of wine or grape juice, okay, the wine is not considered wine anymore, and you go, if you're going to touch it, it's fine.
6 to 1
in our days. Wow. In time of Chazal, if you did not put the water in, it wasn't drink wine.
Because
you couldn't drink it. It was very, very strong.
Very strong, very thick.
Very thick, very strong.
It was like syrup.
Hamash. They have some wine that can con biton. That I think they do all kinds of things to it to make it better.
That's one time because not the for the wine itself.
Time of Chazal. If they ate dates, they got drunk from the sweetness. They couldn't judgment in court after they ate dates. They had to carry one of them. Rabbi Yochanan, when he ate dates, he couldn't walk home.
There was back in the end of the Second Temple days, so in the beginning of Dash.
Yeah, it started getting slower.
The wine was thick enough, and then it was left in the cud long enough. In the hot weather, it would dry. And I think it was Bakapo who, one thing that he's for supplies for soldiers was pieces of the
wine.
of the pitcher or clothes, whatever you call it, ceramic barrel with the wine dried on it. And it would take that and would scrape it off into water to drink it.
Figure it out of their wine. Very good.
So when can we merit that?
When things are back to what they should be.
Amen.
In Bikol, amen. When you had grapes the size of an ox's head, which is what they were originally here.
The guy touching it is only if he's touching it because he wants to touch it. And if he knows it's wine. If he doesn't know it's wine, he's not walked by it, so it's not. Not us, so. He doesn't know it's wine. Akonim yain, one who buys wine, yakpidu, shepi abakbuk yesaguaitev, make sure that the opening of the bottle is closed, sealed well. וחותם ותוך חותם. Two seals. You see, לא המצאתי את זה. כדין, מה זה לא? Then he brings in the הערה. פקק. If you could realize if someone opened it or not, So then it's okay. In these kind of plastic things, if it was open, immediately you'll see.
Right, the bottom would
be
broken.
The point of having two is that you'll see that someone touched it. Here, by cork, you might not see if there's one. But you can take out the cork with a special machine, you can shove it back in with pressure. That's how they do it.
But you see the hole level.
Huh?
There's always a little hole.
No, you can open it without a hole also.
You can put it inside your shoe and...
I've seen it done.
I know the Rabbanim that do kiddushin for weddings.
Right.
They will bring the bottle with them.
They don't trust anything that goes on there. That's the next thing here. Zehirut miyuchedet drushah b'misadot b'olamei smachot b'hem shemshim avdim b'mitzarim goyim. Special awareness, a person should have in the halls where there's Arabs working there. Right? Or in hotels or weddings and all kinds of places like that. Be very careful. In a place with Mahadin, even if it's going, usually the goy knows not to open. I've seen in Chutz La'aretz, the goy works at a kosher restaurant, and you order wine, he gives you the wine, and he gives you a cork open also, he knows. But he doesn't understand all these laws. He knows they order your wine, you give them, they open it. Oh, the guy wants it. That's what he did tell him.
No, not just going, but there's wedding calls where the Jewish workers and the Chalei Shabbat.
Right. We'll talk about that soon. If it was open bottles, and the guy, he just moved them from one side to the other, he needed the space. According to Sfaradim, Asur Ba'ana. According to Ashkenazim, if there's a Hefsed Merube, yeah, now he moved 10 bottles, these bottles weren't 100 shekels, it's 1,000 shekels. It has to know the lenient for the Ashkenazi.
You
have to know the I said as a big Latin, big loss of money.
Yeah.
Big loss of money, you can be lenient here. It's because it's Tamiena.
For those 10 bottles, if they're in a case, a crate, can he move the crate?
Moving the wine. They're open. If it's open, no.
No, but if they're closed.
Closed? Yeah, of course.
I mean, yeah.
No, if it's closed, you can touch the bottle and do whatever you want with it. If it's sealed. If it's open.
I mean, not double sealed, but I mean, if it's open and it's been closed.
No.
You can't touch it. It's open, it's like it's always open.
Okay, so. Let's you seal it again, twice. If a guy is serving wine, he's not pouring you the wine, he has a button, he presses and the wine comes out.
Like a bartender?
Like a bartender, exactly, but for wine. A wine tender.
A wine and a tap.
Yeah? They have such a thing, wine and a tap?
Yeah.
Well, they have.
When I was working at Papagayo, they were looking into that.
This is getting those things.
It was
like a
faucet. Yeah.
So anyways, if a guy opens the thing and thinks, I didn't move the wine, so the wine that he poured out is still the drink. The wine that's in the thing, you let it drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have what's called bag-in-the-box. They mostly use it for Coca-Cola, but they usually substitute that for coffee, as in Starbucks, or
for wine.
They're 5-gallon container.
I saw those. Yeah, and they have a thing that you press.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they sell them also here. Yeah, so before pool you could find all these things. If a guy knows the halacha, he knows that if he touches the wine, they won't drink it. He goes into your house at night, and he touches all the wine, he makes sure that you'll know that he touched the wine, you'll have to drink the wine.
Really?
If he did it purposely, it's time to ask him. Says the Baal Nefesh Yachmir al Atzmo. Ben Ish Chai says, Rambam says it's asur, but the Kodesh Yochanan is mutar. Some people are machmir, even if a guy saw the wine, it's asur. Therefore, they have it in a bag. In a bag on the table, if they have a guy on the table. But that's just a midat chasidut, and you can definitely be maker with this. In Chabad, I know they're machmir for some reason. You can be maker, it's not maker, it's chatchila is mutar. Go let it see the bottle, let it touch the bottle. Just not when it's open.
Listen, we stop here with this. See you tomorrow. Brother Shep.